Hi there. Welcome to our Global IT Demand and Project Management e-learning process modules. In this course, you will see how to identify and submit a demand for an IT project or an IT project resource. If a piece of work requires IT time, money, or resources, it is referred to as a demand request. All IT demand requests must be logged in our portfolio management tool, PlanView. These requests are categorized and analyzed to determine alignment to current strategies. Once approved, it is known as an approved project. Here's Mikhail, a business relationship manager. He has received a request from his business leaders for IT to implement a new payroll solution. Mikhail needs to raise a demand request using PlanView. Let's see how he does that. First, we launch PlanView. Then, to initiate a new demand request, click New on the top right-hand corner, followed by Work. PlanView refers to projects as work items. This opens the Basic Info entry screen. This screen requires you to enter a process area from where the demand request originated, such as finance, marketing, logistics, and more. Note that you can also use the data picker to access a larger selection of process areas. Then, you need to enter a descriptive name for the project. The Project Type field lets you choose the methodology for the project. Use the data picker to make a selection. For an IT project, you can choose Applications Agile or Infrastructure. The Applications Agile methodology is designed for application projects or projects to be implemented by the Agile Solutions team, and the Infrastructure methodology is designed for smaller projects such as installation of equipment or network upgrades. Use the search glass to validate any manually entered selections. Click Continue to save your demand request and move ahead in the Demand Entry step, where you will complete the Detailed Attributes page. The system will notify you if you have not completed any of the mandatory fields by presenting a red warning next to the field. Mandatory fields are identified with a red line. Remember, if the page closes on clicking Continue, then wait for 30 seconds and search for the request using the search box at the top of the PlanView main page. Do not immediately recreate the demand request after the page closes. Please contact IT Demand if you are unable to locate your request or if you've made a mistake. Moving on to the Detailed Attributes page. Place your cursor over any field name to access the help text that will assist you with populating the screen. You should provide as much detailed information as possible. Any non-mandatory fields will be completed during the life cycle. Here is an overview of the different sections contained on this screen. Detailed Attributes captures the information that is used to categorize the demand and determine the priority. Financials and Resourcing helps identify and explain the cost and source of funding to avoid delays with your demand approval. Please populate as much information as possible in Funded By Info and ensure that your Foresight CAR reference is clearly identified once known. Delivery Timeframe mentions the important dates related to your project. Remember, your project start date must be a date after achieving all the necessary approvals. Your project start date must be in line with your starting project execution, not project prep. Failure to reach open and approved status before your selected project start date will result in issues with your MBO or KPIs. The Agile Solution Attributes is populated by the Agile Solutions team. The Automated Priority Calculation section is populated as you progress your demand through the life cycle. The Owners and Sponsors section identifies all the involved parties in your project. You'll be assigned a representative from the Enterprise Architecture, Procurement, and Service Delivery teams who will work with you to complete the associated process steps. Procurement requirements must be populated to allow the procurement representative to assess the necessary actions required. Use scope and alternatives to clearly document the scope of your project. This information will be discussed during reviews with leadership, and any project that does not clearly state the scope will be rejected or delayed. Clicking Save and Complete will finalize the logging of a demand request. Mikhail's request will now progress through the demand process. Thanks for watching this presentation. Now let's check what you've learned through a small quiz. Thank you for taking this course on identifying and submitting a demand request. Please review the additional supporting information within the resources section of this course. Also, take a look at the other courses available in this series.